May be seated. Except the kids. Kids got to all head on down here.
I'm a kid.
Julie, you're the biggest kid.
I love
Sing
Jesus.
With me. I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Good morning. How is everybody? Did you get rained on coming in? No? I did. Wow. Well, it's good to see everybody. We're going to talk about opposites this morning. Does anybody know what opposites are? Okay, can you give me an opposite? Okay. Up and down, that's a good one. Anybody else? Yes. Open and shut, good, yes. Left and right, very good. You guys are awesome. Okay, we're going to try a little experiment, okay? Can everybody stand up? Okay. Okay, now we're going to say the opposite of standing up is sitting down, right? Nobody sit down yet. Okay, I want everybody who's standing here to stand up and sit down at the same time, okay? And I'm going to count to three to give you time to get ready. Okay, you got to stand up and sit down at the same time. You ready? One, two, are you ready? Three. Are you standing up too? Are you standing and sitting at the same time? You can't do it, can you? You can stand and sit at the same time. Okay, but yeah, but you're not in one place, are you? Aha, see, there's a trick to it. Okay, now can anybody tell me what is the opposite of faith? Not faith? Okay. What would you do if you weren't putting your faith in God? Say you got a really big problem like a math test tomorrow and you haven't had time to study. Or there's a bully in your class. How about worry? Anybody here worry? Big kids, little kids, raise your hand if you worry sometimes. Okay, well the Bible tells us not to worry. And just like trying to stand and sit at the same time, we can't trust God and worry. Because if we really believe that He cares for us, and He asks us to cast our cares on Him because He loves us, then if we're worrying, we're not trusting, are we? That's something to think about. Now, I know people who've actually worried themselves sick. Can you imagine that? They get so worried they get a headache or a stomach ache. Have you ever done that? Okay. Well, the way to get rid of that, excuse me, is to pray and ask God to help you and then just trust Him. Okay? And I know even grown-ups have trouble with that. That's a hard one. But you know what? Once you learn how to do that, you're so much happier. And you see how God's working in your life and how things get handled in ways you never even dreamed of. Okay? So on three, we're going to say, don't worry, pray. Okay? You ready? One, two, everybody now, three. Don't worry, pray. Okay, we're going to say a little prayer, all right? You bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your promise to take care of all of our needs and telling us not to worry because you know it's not good for us. Help us to remember when we start to worry to stop and do the opposite and pray and ask God to take care of the problem. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we need to get cups to fill up Jeremiah, okay?
While the children collect change for missions, we will sing We Fall Down, which is on the screen.